We're with Derek Bope. He's the director of the Cheyenne Valley Area Career and Technology Center here. And we just had a tour of all the classrooms, and boy, have they come a long ways over the last few years. Derek, congratulations on what you guys have done here.
Well, I appreciate it. It's been really fun to see it come off the page, and this year to have students actually utilizing the spaces. We've got a little bit of renovation left to do, and then we hope to have a ribbon cutting and opening for the community to come see the space. This evening, we did kind of a soft opening for members of our member schools. Their school boards came in, and glad you could join us as well, Steve.
Well, I was so impressed with what I saw here today. I mean, building a home and having a garage door big enough to take it out so that you can build it in the winter, that's incredible.
Yes, I know Mr. Bowen pinches himself a little bit that that possibility exists. Yeah, previously we'd been building houses outside and hauling tools back and forth, and sometimes with North Dakota's weather, shoveling snow and fighting the wind, all while trying to teach kids the basics of the construction process. So this year we're not fighting any of those elements and able to focus on the learning itself and have a classroom adjacent to it to support that as well. So.
And one thing that jumps out at me, Derek, and that is all the classrooms are like hands-on, so that it's almost like if you do well and you find your passion in that field, you can go right into the career.
That's definitely the niche we aim for, is the hands-on students to meet their needs and work on the employability skills they need to be successful right away after high school in the workforce, locally, regionally, around the state. So, again, it's been awesome to see students using these new spaces and have room to grow yet.
And this was made possible, this latest round, through a more than a $4 million grant. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so coronavirus capital improvements grant, it was a one-to-one matching grant that required the matching funds. We were able to achieve that by donation of the land and building from Valley City Public Schools, as well as growing a building fund from our rural member schools donated to it to support it thereafter, since that had previously been on Valley Public to keep up the building. So we were able to turn those donations to the matching funds necessary to get the $4 million, and we used those $4 million to provide what you were able to see today, and the community will be able to see soon too as well.
One of the things that I was impressed with was your welding instructor and the new pieces of equipment there. And some of the students are able to go right into the career, but he's got connections too with all the various businesses and agencies connected to welding. That's a very impressive program.
Yeah, we have a very fortunate to have a advisory committee, Tri-WG, Malik Corporation, John Deere, Cheyenne Tooling, that donates their time to kind of give us what they are looking for in a student when they come out of a welding program to make them hireable right away, as well as donate some of the materials we use to train students in those areas. Sometimes we fight keeping our students here for that second year just because these industry is so hungry for them to enter the job field that they're willing to take them as soon as they're able to. So.
And your enrollment, it sounds like that has been gaining over the last couple few years.
And we average about 250 students that come through the door a day from our four member schools, Valley City, Maple Valley, Barnes County North, and Litchfield Marion. And so, yeah, I think part of that growth is people are looking at the return on investment on some of the opportunities they have after high school. And with the availability and good paying jobs in some of these trade industries, more and more students are taking a more serious look at that avenue than maybe had in the past.
All right. Sounds good. Anything else to add that you'd like to cover that I forgot to ask?
Really just like to thank the community and our member schools for contributing to the planning and donations that went into making this opportunity possible for our students. And we hope to continue serving the community and the businesses around it for the next 50 years.
That's great. There's Derek Bope, the director of the Cheyenne Valley Area Career and Technology Center. And of course, they're going to have a ribbon cutting ceremony that will be announced at a later date. So the entire community come out and see what they do here for the community and for the students in the area and all the other school districts that he had mentioned that are a part of the Cheyenne Valley Area Career and Technology Center. There's our Voice of the Valley program for today.